Blog Talk Radio. Dear friends, wherever you are in the world, I thank you for allowing me to enter to your homes. By most of you for connecting with us tonight. The communication tonight is not just with me, but perhaps also the communication with your loved ones in the spirit world. Before we get any further, I'd just like to welcome, as I said, to the Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connections live radio show. If you'd like to have a chance to get a reading if we need tonight, the number to call us from the UK at 001-760-283-4611, or from the USA 760-283-4611. Those are the numbers you need to make a phone call tonight. But I do sincerely hope that by the end of the night you'll be able to get through tonight, because I know there's a lot of callers already. But very quickly, I'm going to take few of my advertisement here. I must get on with it. People still send me and say, are you available? Are you available for Skype readings? Yes, I am. I'm available for Skype readings. And the way to do it is you must go to my website, and that is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. I repeat that for you. www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That is my website. There's a button there in my page, and that will link you to my Skype. You can also follow me on Facebook. If you go to my website also, again, send the website, and that is a button there for Facebook. Please just press the button. We become friends at the touch the button, okay? Now, Belfast, Ireland, good evening. I know there's a lot of listeners in there tonight as well. There are so many people from Ireland coming to me all the time saying, telling me they listen to the program. They love it. They love it. Well, I love you more, guys. I love you more than you think. That's why, because on the 30th of June, this Saturday, I will be in there. I will be in Ireland this Saturday. I will be holding a workshop at the Natty Spirit. That is from 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning, I believe. From 11 o'clock in the morning, I hold a workshop at the Natty Spirit. So I don't know if there's it's sold out, but you can still get in touch with Claire Serip, and she will tell you all about it. And in the evening, I will be holding a psychic night with the lovely Sarah, Claire Serip. Sorry about that. Claire Serip. She is a very gifted medium. I had a pleasure to meet this lady before when I came to Ireland once, and she just got back at the moment. She just got back from Canada. She had a journey around America as well, Toronto, New York, all that area. So she was there, but she was working. Okay? So this is on the Saturday night at 7:30 at the Emerald Roadhouse in Finnegan, North Belfast. So if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to see these two people, myself and the lovely Claire, please join us there on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, I'm in there for private readings, but I believe sold out. But you still can try to see if perhaps I can squeeze you there. That's all down to Claire. She is the one to talk to about it, okay? So people, I know that I met so many of you in the past, but for those that I haven't met yet, I look forward to meet you guys, okay? So we'll see you on the 30th, this Saturday. I will see you there at the Emerald Roadhouse in Finnegan from North Belfast. Right. One more here, then we go on to my work. But this is important for the people in Bournemouth, Dorset, Ringwood, Ferndown, all the Dorset area, basically. Saturday, 7th of July, I will be holding a psychic night together with my very good friend, Dan Clark. You know what, guys? I'm looking forward to this because he's a very gifted medium. He's a lovely guy. But this is the first time that Dan and myself we're going to be working. I know Dan for such a long time. I know him for many, many years. But the more amazing thing about him is, I'm 5'4", okay? Now, that is very short, 5'4". Guess what? My friend Dan Clark, he is 6'8", and is still growing. It's amazing because I'm going to make sure he's sitting down when I'm standing up. When he's standing up, I've been sitting down. I will not be standing next to him because I miss. But the energy between the two of us. We both working almost the same way. So if you like to have a good night, that is at the Grey Friars in Ringwood, the Grey Friars, the community center in Ringwood, okay? That's a 7:30. For inquiries about this night, they call, the numbers to call at my home are 01202-523-820. Or my mobile number is 077-875-76452. Those are the numbers to call. I'll repeat it very quick for you so you might be able to pick up with it. My home number is 01202-523-820. My mobile number is 077-875-76452. Or you can send me a message or an email as well, once again, in my website, okay? www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. So with this, I will very happy to move on because I know there's quite a lot of people waiting for this call. So I open the lines now, and we're going to area code 410-410. Good evening, good afternoon. Area 410, good afternoon. Hello.
I'm calling in for a reading, if possible.
Hello, good afternoon. Can I have your name, please?
Sure, this is Anna.
Anna.
Yes.
Is that Anna? Okay. Anna, good afternoon. Shall I say good afternoon because I believe you might be in the USA, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I just want to very quick because I like to say this just once so I don't have to repeat that again. So say for instance if I any time with any other callers, any caller, if I was to give it the number 8, for instance, number 8 can be related to a minute, a week, a month, a year. The month or the year, which also is August, or also the number of children, okay? That's how they work. That's how I work because I work with the numbers very strongly. If you say no to me, then no to me is not a challenge, but I like to work with it because the person says no, that means that I just got to make sure that information that is given to me is spot on. I don't like to take maybe. I don't like that. Now, Anna, can I move on with you now, yes?
Yes.
Right. As I was saying to you, because I was giving the number 8, the number 8 was passed on to me here, and I want to give you the month of August. Can you understand the link to with you for the month of August, please?
I think so, yes.
No, that's not what I want.
Yes.
Because you understand, because I like you to be able to say, yes, there is. But the confirmation I want to say is that the number 8 also is important. You understand this?
Okay, yes.
Okay, now, I've got a gentleman who's linking here very close to me. Now, with this gentleman, a child coming on board as well. But the gentleman, they're coming here to me. At the moment, I feel with this man, I feel like the father figure and spirit. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, that's my father.
Okay, that's your daddy who comes here very close. But you know what? Do you remember the song that I played in the beginning? The Living Year? Do you remember? Sorry?
He listened to so much music, and I've been listening to a lot of the music he used to listen to. And so there's so many.
So it makes the connection with the music. Do you understand that, yes?
Okay, that makes sense, yes.
Yeah, because as I was standing here, I was listening while my producer was playing the song. You know, I was standing here just dancing as I listened to the song because I like to bring this male, the what he wants to do is dancing, because I do feel this guy, it was a very, not necessarily that he would stand up anywhere and start dancing, but however, I feel a very happy soul with him. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Right. He's coming here, but you know, the problem at the moment, my stomach just changed. It's changed. I know that I don't have a problem with my stomach, but however, I feel very, very strongly the connection with the problem to his stomach. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he's bringing a child. I know that I want to bring you daddy more, but who has the initial F, please? F as a Frederick.
I'm trying to think. No one around me at the moment, but I have to think about it.
Right. I'll allow you to think on this, because I want to bring this mail also from your father's side, okay? Now, this is not perhaps not, this person is not with you right now, but it's a person that he is acknowledging the name of Frederick. Frederick. Sounds like a Frederick to me. I know that you said Frederick, but we said Frederick, okay? But it sounds like a Frederick. Now, as I'm talking to you, lovely father here, he also gave me the number 11 of the month of November. What's the connection with the number November with his crossing, please?
That he passed away in the month of November.
He passed in November, because that's what he said to me, with his crossing. He is very strongly here with you, because he knows that you still going through a lot of pain at the moment. But you know what, the most beautiful thing here is, he brings a child here as well. Now, the child that he brings here, I very strongly believe as your child. Have you lost a child, please?
Yes.
Okay, because he's bringing this child here, and he's just kind of said, this is your child, but he just wants you to know that he's with a child at the moment, okay? He's taking care of the child, because what he sent to me is, he will take care of your child while you're here, but once you go to the spirit world, you can take over the child yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to go tomorrow, because no, that's not the way, but it's the kind of way they're just giving you a confirmation that your baby is not by himself, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the initial R has been given here, please. Can you take the initial R as well?
Yeah, my dad's name was Robert.
Robert, Bobby. He's saying Bob. Did he go with Bob?
Yep. Yeah,
because he's saying Bob. He's not saying Robert, he's saying Bobby. You know, it's quite... His voice is quite strong compared to mine. You understand?
Yes.
Excellent.
We would always joke he was loud.
Oh, did you? Excellent. He loves you. Now, your mother's still with us here. Is that right?
No, she's crossed over.
Your mother,
too.
She's gone. She's crossed as well. Okay. Who has initial? Now, can I just go back to this, because I said your mother's still here, right? Now, do you have a lady or a person, female figure, that you looked at this person as your mother?
No, I was just thinking today that it would be nice to have that, but I don't right now.
You were thinking about that?
Yeah, I was thinking it would be nice to have someone like that, but I don't have anyone like that. Yeah.
Right. Now, that's one thing, you know, for me, it's good to hear that. Because if you were thinking about that, that's exactly the impression she's giving me. Because if you were thinking about that, that's the thoughts that you were sending to her, that you would love to have somebody to be able to call him mom. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, but one thing that she likes to say to her, she say to you, your mother has been buried. Just, you understand, please?
My mother, I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Mom is buried, yeah? She's buried. She's not cremated.
Oh, no, she was cremated.
She's cremated. Where's the ashes, if you don't mind me to ask?
Oh, my goodness. All of us kids have her ashes, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what happened, because, you know what, for 1 minute, I had the feeling, because she showed me a grave here, so there must be somebody in the grave.
Okay, probably could be my grandmother.
right, because I know it's another link with my, that I feel that this lady is being buried, okay? Now, the initials, the initial C have been passed on to me as well. Can you take the initial C, please?
There was a woman that was a mother figure to me a long time ago. Her name was Cheryl, right. And she passed away, yeah.
Okay, because she just wanted to say hello to you as well, okay?
Oh.
She just wanted to say hello. It's a lot of love coming to you from the spirit world, but your baby is good, your baby is fine, as well as your mom and your dad. Your dad is a character. Your dad is a real, real character, okay?
Yes.
But he is happy to know that you... Have you tried to call me before?
No.
You haven't? Because he said that he was going to make sure that you were going to get a call tonight. Okay? For that, I feel very much, I'd like to say to you, I'm going to leave you with the love of your loved ones, but if you like to listen to this reading again, if you want to, you just go to www.mikespiritfm. From there, you'll be able to read the call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You can also go to my website, www.oscar-cravoyan.com, and from there you can basically just send me a message or whatever, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Darling, thank you very much, and God bless. You take care of yourself. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Now we're moving on to the area code 111. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Hi, can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Patricia.
Patricia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know what, I was just thinking about, because I know only just a couple of days ago, I met a cousin of mine, which I haven't seen him for a long time, and his sister, her name is Patricia. And I was thinking about her today, and I thought, I wonder what happened with Patricia. And you know what? That here you are. You might be not my cousin, but it's the kind of way the spirit world say to me, well, you want the Patricia? We're gonna send you one. So thank you for that. Okay. Now. I got a lady who's coming here very close to me at this moment. Now this lady also coming very close to me with the grandmother figure, but I want to bring this lady who's lost a love for you. Now, just give me the month of May or the number 5. Can you say the number 5 or the month of May, please?
Yes.
Can you take it? Do you understand why I want to give you the month of May or the number 5?
Oh, there's probably many reasons.
Right, that's okay. As long as you understand, that's where I want you, because I don't want to get to the many reasons, because if you have said to me, no at all, then I would have found out what I want to give it to you. But the number 5 is important, and the month of May, because your grandmother comes here very close to you, and it's the kind of moment that she said to me, do you know what she said she's doing at the moment? She's got a beautiful blanket. She's putting this blanket around your shoulders. Now, by she placing this around your shoulder at the moment, I feel that what she's doing is protecting you at the same time that she's giving you healing. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, she's bringing a little girl here. This little girl's coming here very close as well. You lost a daughter?
No.
Who lost a daughter, please, around you? A little girl. I don't want a boy. Yes, of course I want a boy, but what I mean is I want a little specific, a little girl here. Now, this little girl, I'm going to tell you what she looks like. This little girl would have been about 4 and 5 years old. Now, the number 5 also connected with her as well. Now, this little girl would have gone to the spirit world. If this little girl, you don't know her, this little girl is connected with somebody around you. Now, this little girl went to the spirit world with kind of the leukemia cancer connections, but it's all to do with the blood. Who lost the girl? Who lost this little girl? Do you know this little girl?
No, I don't. No.
Right. I would like you to hold on to this. We have I will move on to your reading. But the reason why I like you to move on, hold on to this, is because I know that sometime in your lifetime, this message will make sense to somebody, and you're gonna say, "Oh my God, that was your little girl. Yes, I had it with me." Okay.
Okay.
Now I want to give you the initial M. Who has the initial M, please?
There are many. I have many, many family members. Are you talking about passed on or alive?
I want one here and one in the spirit with the initial M.
Yes, there are many with M. I have a brother, Michael. My younger brother passed on. Mm-hmm. And my husband is named Mike. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Mike here and Mike passed on. That's the M here and one is gone. Okay? Now your husband is with Michael, is that right?
Yes, we call him.
And you brought, we call him Mike. I wanted to say Mikey, okay? Because that's why she like it. Now your brother also called Michael, is that right?
Yes.
But he's passed.
Yes.
Right, because that's why I said to you, I want him here and spirit, okay? Now, this male figure coming here very close to you because I feel very much there. He's giving me the month of October. Where's the month of October? Did he cross in October?
I don't know about October.
Right. What is the monthly connection with him? Because he's giving me the month of October, okay?
Okay.
Now, the October... Sorry?
I'll have to think about that.
Okay, you think about that, but I know that you will send me a message, said to me,
yes,
that this is the connection, right? Now, who went to the spirit world with the cancer connection?
With the what connection? I'm sorry, cancer?
With the cancer connection, yeah.
I have an aunt. Her name starts with an M as well. And
okay.
My grandfather.
No. That's, I was good because I wanted a male figure, no female. I wanted a male figure. Okay. Now the lady who went to the spirit world, that's from your mother's side. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The grandfather, your grandfather with the cancer connection, also from your mother.
Yes.
That side. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Hello. Can you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because these people, they're just gathering, they're all gathering here together. Because I feel very much. Now, you know what, Patricia, one thing I like to say, who has the initial JK?
Oh, jeez.
I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yes. I have many, many relatives who have passed.
What is the connection, Kennedy connection comes from?
It probably comes from my mother's side. I have a sister named Jane, but she's alive.
She also has the K connection, right? The K initial as well, yes?
No.
No, just your mother. Okay, because I do feel very much, your sister still with us, but your mother, she wants to acknowledge the J. The K connection is the Kennedy, as your mother gave it to me, is your mother's side. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Three children, three siblings. Now, are you one of the three siblings?
No, I come from a large family.
Right. Where are the three siblings? Have you got three siblings yourself?
No.
Right. Where can I find just the three children? Three children in the family. But if I want to go with the initial, I want to go something like a George. George, who is George?
He's from my mother's side.
From your mother's side, okay. Right. You know what? I like to stay here longer with you, but you know, I'm so unfortunate we got to move on. But I know that I will have the time to wrap this again with you, because I feel very much you that your mother, what she sent to me is that she's a lot that she wants to tell you, but perhaps today is not the time, or the but there will be another occasion. I know there will be another time that you and I, we will have the time to talk again. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Right. Now, sorry, darling.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I can listen.
Oh, I will try to contact you again in the near future.
That'd be great. In the meantime, I'm only going to ask you one favor.
What's that?
I know that you will have the chance to find the mother or the mom and dad, because I do feel very much there's no from your family, but it's a circle of friends. Somebody around you, a circle of friends, light connect with that little girl, light to connect with the loved ones, okay? Just to let them know that she is okay, she is well, and she is doing fine, free from the limitations of this physical, okay?
Oh, yes, I believe that. Yes, absolutely.
Well done. Thank you very much. For that, we say thank you for talking to me tonight, but don't forget, if you'd like to retrieve the call, the message tonight, you just go to www.mikespiritfm, okay?
Thank you very much. You have a blessed day.
God bless. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Moving on to the area 508. Good evening. Good afternoon. Hello. 58? 508? 508, area code. Talk to me, otherwise I got to move on to somebody else, and I don't want to do that because I believe I need to speak to you. Area code 508, are you there? Okay, I'm sorry about that because I know that's a person that perhaps needed to be here tonight, but some reason I cannot get the person. Excuse me a second. Okay. Lucky you. The area code 604. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
I'm Charlene, and thank you. I've enjoyed hearing you.
Oh, thank you, Charlene. Good afternoon, and welcome.
Thank you.
Now, can I just ask you, can I ask you a favor?
I'm listening.
Right. Is your radio or your computer with the volume on?
No, but are you getting an echo feedback on me? I am on a voice system, so.
Right, that could be the reason. Okay. That's okay, no worries, because I will try to block that out, okay?
Okay.
Right. As I'm linking here with you, I want to give you the number 3, but I want to go for the month of April. Do you understand the month of April connection for you, please?
That's my lover's, my boyfriend's birthday month.
A big day for you guys. Big day, because I feel very much it's important that I need to acknowledge that day, okay? Now, the number 27 also been passed on to me. What is the number 27 for, please?
I'm not sure.
Right, 27, number 72, or the number 9. I can play with those 3. If I went to the number 9, I want to go for the month of September.
Okay.
What is the month of September for you?
I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on to this, because as we work here, this month is going to come up. Okay, I want to link up with you with the father side. Do you understand, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now,
yes.
He's giving me the month of September.
Okay.
What is the month of September with your dad?
Oh, I think anything with my father is kind of a big deal because
it's been a long time, is it?
We have a very estranged relationship. I love him very much, but he thinks very little of me. So it's complicated for me to communicate with him because he is very judgmental on me, genuinely. He's very
right.
hard on me.
Okay. Is your mother cross?
Yes.
okay? Because the lady, the lady is coming here very close to me, is a completely opposite to your dad. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Okay? Now, what happened here is because I feel very much what she sent to me is she wants you to be happy. She wants to give you something that is special for you. Now, you are a complete, not you, sorry. You are not a complicated person, but I do feel very much the complication or the problem of communication is coming from your father's side rather than your side. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Is her name Clara, may I ask? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
Clara, is her name Clara? Is that the woman that's communicating with you, or the spirit?
Now that you have said that to me, it's easy for me to say, yes, that's the one. Okay?
Right.
But
okay.
I'm not going to do that because unfortunately you have given me that name.
I would
give you, and that's okay, my darling, don't worry, okay? Because I will give you something more different rather than the name, okay? But
okay.
Because you have given to me, now I got to acknowledge that name, but also not giving it to you because it makes sense to me not to give it to you now, okay? Now, can I just ask you one thing? Because I feel like I want to acknowledge two sets of mother. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. I don't know if you were... I don't know how I feel this, but I feel not... You were not brought up by your mother?
No, I was. I was. But there was some... I left home by choice. I started running away at a young age, so family took me in. So, okay.
Right. That's
so I'm damn close with my mother, though, and I do love her, and I understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do understand that you are very close to your mother, but it's a kind of way she's laughing because she said, yes, that's what happened. But since that, your communication with your father as well, you have never met eye to eye with your dad. Do you understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, I do.
Who? Bless him. But I'm going to say bless him because your mom said to you, please, can you just try to perhaps to work out the way to understand daddy? Okay? Now, to understand that, I feel very much she's saying it because I know that he's getting on now. He's not a young guy anymore. He's getting on, and his feet are very heavy now. Now, since his feet, I don't know if he's got a problem with his legs.
Apparently, his knees are bothering him, I've heard. I don't know. I haven't seen him for a few years, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel that she said to me, even his feet, his legs, they're getting tired, okay? So with that, I feel very much what she said to you is trying to understand at the end of the day, he's still your dad, okay?
That's right.
Okay, so I know that we are in a free world. You can be free. It's your free decision. She only can ask, but then again, it's your choice to speak to him or no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now the name of Mary. I want to give you the name of Mary. Mary, Maria, Maria. Who is Maria, please?
My daughter's middle name is Marie. A girlfriend of mine. Her middle name was also Marie Leone.
I want Marie, Maria. I want with you. Okay. Not with anybody else, but with you, because I feel your mother, that's what she wants to acknowledge, the name of Marie, okay? So if it's okay, it's a kind of what she's saying. I don't feel that your mom had much to do with your granddaughter, with your daughter. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay? But she said she loves you all, guys, okay? She loves you all. I need to move on, darling, because there's so many callers waiting here, but I know that we will have a chance to get again. But if you'd like to retrieve this message, please go to www.mikespiritfm, okay? And you can also become a friend of mine on Facebook just by going to my website, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, the question that you were going to ask me, you know, what I'm going to say is, don't worry, you're going to be fine, okay? Okay.
Okay.
God bless. And
bless you as well. This has been lovely. You're pretty funny. You connect very deeply, very fast, and I would say very accurately. That's good. Thank you.
God bless you Take care of yourself.
And
love
you.
And light, Alex.
Look for
go
me
ahead.
On Facebook. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you. God bless. Bye. Bye. Bless. Right. I want to move on to the area called 774. Good afternoon. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Sorry,
hello?
Who am I speaking? Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Right. Who am I speaking to, please?
Carol.
Sorry?
Carol.
Okay, Carol. Hello. Good afternoon. The only reason I'm asking for a name is because when people book with me for the private readings, that's the only thing I want to know about the person, just the name. Okay, that's the only thing I like to know because it's important to us to know who we connect with. The communication with you is with the spirit world is linking with you, but I also still very much want to know who I'm talking to. Now I've been given the number 54. Where's the number 54, please? What is the number 4? What's the number 4? Number
54. I don't know.
Right. Yes, you do. Now, 54 on the number 65. 64.
I'm 65.
Sorry? You're 65.
I'm 55.
You're 55. Thank you. Okay, because that's what I wanted to pass on to you here, because I feel very much not just the number, not just the age, but I also want to celebrate with you because I want to say happy birthday. Do you understand this? So I feel very much there's a celebration around you at the moment, but I feel that I want to say happy birthday because I don't know if your birthday has been, your birthday is already gone, is that right?
Right.
But the reason I want to acknowledge today, your birthday, is because I feel very much your birthday was not acknowledged. Do you understand this?
Right.
And I feel the lady is coming here very close from the spirit world. This person coming with your mother link. So I want to say, your mother's in the spirit. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Because she wants to say to you, she wants to sing to you a happy birthday. But it's a kind of way she said, I want you to know that even if the birthday was not acknowledged here, it was acknowledged in the spirit world. Okay?
Okay.
Right. I got it's a male figure that coming here very close to me also. But I feel very much at the moment, I feel this male is either your son or it's your mother's son. If it's your mother's son, it's your brother. But if it's yours, it's your son. You understand this?
It's my son.
It's your son. Okay. Because I want to bring it to you because, you know, tears for fears. Tears of Fears, he's saying Tears of Fears. Now, I don't know if Tears of Fears is a song, but I feel very much it was, he said Tears of Fears. Now, he's crying, but not because he's suffering. He's crying not because he is in pain. He's crying because he's happy to connect with you today. Now, Tears of Fears is a group. Do you understand that? Do you know that group?
Yes.
Does that make any sense to you, that song?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because that's what he said to me, okay? Now he's saying to me, what he said to me at the moment is he allowed me to feel like you are in a kind of way you're very angry at the moment, but not angry with the world, not angry, you're angry with yourself. Why are you punishing yourself?
I don't know.
Are you angry?
Yes.
Because he said to me that you are very angry, you're punishing yourself, okay? Now, what he wants you to do is, you know, that's why he gives you the song, the group Tears of Fear. Now, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid? What are you afraid of?
Not seeing them.
Sorry?
Not seeing him and not knowing if he's okay.
He's fine, darling. He's fine. I can promise you one thing. That's why he wants to. He wants to sing the song to you, Tears for Fears. Now that he says to me, the Tears for Fears is the tears that you doing every day. He see you crying. He see you crying in the morning and crying at the night. You understand this?
Yep.
But what he wants you to know is you don't have to cry, because he's by you. He's by you. He said to me that he left something. He left a note. What is the note he left for you?
He just wanted to thank us all, because he used to come home from Florida and he thanked. I found it after he died. He wanted to just thank us, because every time he came down to visit us, he loved it.
I just want you to know that he's okay. He's well. He's well, shall I say, because yes, he is well. He is free. Free from the world. The limitations of this world. He says that he doesn't want to see your hair go any grayer. Okay? He knows that you look at yourself in the mirror, and it's kind of what he said, what is the point going on? Do you understand this?
Yes.
There is a lot to go on for. You got a beautiful life in front of you. You have other family. You have other people that love you very much. The people that want to stay with you. The people that are holding on to you just to let you tell you that he is okay. That he is fine. Who has the initial T?
E.
T, no, T, T, T for tango.
My brother Tony.
Tony. But he's with us. Tony, that's what I said to you, yeah. He is with us, yes?
Yes.
Because he wants to say hello to him. Okay? He wants to say hello to, he wants to say to Tony, because I feel very much that at some point I do feel that he's been a very, very supportive to you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He just wants to say thank you to Tony. And happy birthday, he likes to sing to you. He wants to sing to you a happy birthday. And I'm going to ask you a favor, okay?
Yep.
When they finish, please listen to the song that is at the end of it. Okay?
The song?
Listen to the song that I will play at the end of the show. Okay? And if you'd like to retrieve this message, please just go to www.mikespiritfm. Or you can join me on Facebook, and perhaps we get a chance to talk as well, okay?
And website again so I could...
Sorry?
What was the website again so I could listen to it?
At the end of the show, I will play the song, okay? And your son wants you to listen to that song.
Okay.
He's asking me to tell you, for please listen to that song. Now I realize why I want to play that song at the end. There is a reason, there was a meaning for it, and that song, your son wants you to listen to it, okay?
All right, I will.
Darling, I will say good night, God bless, and please you know that your loved ones are close to you. You might have lost the contact with the physical, but spiritual, they are very much with you. God bless and good night, my darling. Good night, God bless.
Thank you so much.
I'm only got a time for one more call, unfortunately. But before I go to this one, I'd like to say to those there, so many people still waiting there. Somebody mentioned to me the other day in Facebook, said, Oscar, I think you need 5 hours to cover your show. I wish I could, my friends, but we don't have 5 hours. However, I'd like to move on to the area 22. Bosilla 22. Hello? Bosilla. I don't want to lose you. Bosilla. If Bosilla is not there, I got to move on, because we have still got a lot of people. So I got to say sorry to Bosilla, but because I know that you would be waiting here. So I got to go to Cadbury 53. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm good. How are you? You okay?
Good. Uh-huh.
Good. Are you driving at the moment?
No, I'm on my Skype with earphones.
Okay. Sounds like you were in the plane.
No.
Right, okay. Right. You know, I wanted to connect with the other person because I know that there was a reason why I wanted, but nevertheless, you're here, okay? Now, you know how, you know what happened at the moment? Because just when I said, you know what happened, because there's a lot happening around you at the moment. Do you understand this?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And that's affirmative, so I feel very much that it's the kind of way to send, you know, every corner that wherever you go, there is something that you got a link with. You understand this?
Uh-huh.
Wherever you turn your face, wherever you go, there is something always, people that to catch up, people to sort out. There's so much that you got to sort out between now and the month of August. You understand, please?
Yes.
Okay, now it's a busy time for you at the moment because I feel very much, you are a very busy lady, but not just busy, I do feel at the moment that I need to say to you, just pay attention to the minus printing, because there is something, are you at the moment, you're going through a solicitor's problem as well?
At the moment, am I what?
Are you having problems with the lawyers, something to do with the court, civil court?
No.
Right, who's going with the court connections at the moment?
The court?
Uh-huh, with the lawyers.
I don't know.
Right. Do you have a brother, an older brother to yourself?
I do.
Okay. Now, if I want to link with him, he's got two children himself?
No children.
Where is the two children? Where's the number two?
Probably my husband's son.
Right. Around this area, I feel there's a need, something that's happened at the moment, and I need to say, please be aware, pay attention, go carefully. You understand?
It could be his daughter. I'm not sure.
Right. There's somebody around him, okay, that needs to be paying attention to what's going on around the life, something that's happened at the moment. Now, I want to link you with South Carolina. What is the connection with South Carolina?
Nothing right now.
Right. Why do I see, I've never been to South Carolina, I don't even know where it is. But I have no idea, but I want to link you with South Carolina. Now, the reason I want to link you with this person is the South Carolina is with a father connection here. And your father's gone, please.
Yes.
Right. Where's the connection with your daddy and South Carolina?
I don't know.
There must be a connection, there might be a reason why he's giving you this today, okay? I need to acknowledge it and I need to pass it on to you. So if you've been taken to South Carolina, please hold on to this because there might be a reason why I want to give it to you, okay?
I could think of North Carolina, you know, but not South.
North Carolina, okay. As long as it's Carolina. I know this. I don't know if it's a north or south. As long as it's Carolina, that's what I want to do. Okay? Right. Listen, I'm so unfortunate that we're running late today. When running late, no, we have so many callers. So for the moment, I'd like to say goodnight to you, and I'd like to say thank you very much for calling you tonight. But please, if you like to join me on Facebook, you might join me by going to my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, darling, good night to you. I'd like to say thank you very much to all the listeners tonight. I'd like to say thank you because without you, I would not be able to bring such a message from the spirit world. I'd like to thank you all for allowing me to enter your homes. And in the meantime, I'll say to you, God bless, and may your circle be with you always. God bless. Good night.
and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, babe, see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head down.